We also have a gentleman who is a regular part of this hour of the program, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. That is a entrepreneur and technical news gathering source that is put together over many years. Mike has been working at this and now is made available to you folks in our audience on a regular basis, on a weekly basis, all for nothing. And Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Foster. Always lots of fun to do the show.
Glad to have you with us here on the show. And we're telling people about what you bring together every week for them, which are these tech highlights and also about entrepreneurship in the state. And I thought we'd give some examples, some of the headlines that you have right now that people would be seeing, for instance, if they were receiving this on a weekly basis. One that I saw that caught my eye was that Southeast Michigan companies are outperforming the Silicon Valley. What ho?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of hard to believe sometimes when you think about it. But Automation Alley's been around for, 18 years, 17 years. And they've done a really good job of changing what we are here as a technology cluster in Southeast Michigan. So they just came out with a report on Monday and said that in some areas, not all areas, mm-hmm. but in some areas, that Southeast Michigan is doing better than California, Northern California, which everyone calls Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's really great.
Any particular areas? I'm going to imagine that automotive related is going to be one of the things that comes to my mind, although I know Silicon Valley is getting into that.
Well, they were saying the vast majority of Southeast Michigan executives who they surveyed believe that technology companies have a greater return on investment in Metro Detroit than they do in Silicon Valley. Part of that, of course, is I lived out in the Valley a number of years ago, and it's very, very expensive to live there. So that's one of the real edges that we have here in Michigan in general, Southeast Michigan in particular, that you can live here a lot cheaper than you can in California.
Yeah. And you also have to remember that they surveyed executives in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Although, you know,
the Anderson Economic Group did the survey, but yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, so I don't think they went out to the Valley and said, hey, what do you all think of Michigan?
We'll take the good news anyway. Hey, one of the other things I saw as a headline there was that you listed some of the top telecommuting jobs. Stay home, but still stay at work.
Yeah, actually, that's a report that came out of Flex Jobs, and if you want to telecommute, it's information technology, computers, that sort of thing, healthcare, and a lot of people are doing that already. That's not really anything particularly new, particularly here in Southeast Michigan. There's a lot of auto engineers. They may still go to the office, but a lot of them stay at home. That's why we have such intensive broadband coverage in this area. Because to move those big data files, you got to have broadband, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they all work hand in hand. But, yeah, I mean, it's that's really the trend right now. Everybody wants to set up virtual corporations. Heck, mine is a virtual corporation, as Gary and you know. I deal with people all over the place, but we seldom see each other, right? We just deal with each other online.
One of the last headlines I saw here, and this ties in with some of our conversations in the first hour, was about Congress addressing the issues of the security that have been raised by the FBI-Apple conflict.
Yeah, that's a real thorny issue. We had Richard Stenen and Dan Lerman on my show last Monday.
That's right.
Very same debate. And, I can see it on both points of view. You want to not make it easy for the bad guys to communicate so that we can't tell what they're doing. But at the same time, you have this very big privacy issue. And people like me and you guys, we want our privacy. We want to know that when we're dealing with people online, that everybody and his brother, particularly the NSA and the CIA and all these other agencies, aren't reading everything that we're doing, although they probably are anyway. But, I mean, in terms of Apple, they're protecting the cloud. I mean, they have everything invested. And if all these Apple iPhone users think, well, what's the point? They're going to give that away to the government so they can go in through a back door. Why should I buy Apple?
This is inevitably, besides the courts, this is inevitably leading towards legislation. Mike, how can people get hold of your MI Tech News?
At your website, you have a link there. And, we also pick up audio news. This podcast, indeed, will be featured on MI Tech News along with a bunch of others. But you can go to mitechnews.com, sign up for the newsletter, or you can just go there when you want, check the news. You can take my RSS feed and we'll push the news to you. There's lots of ways to get it.
Excellent. It's a great way to keep up with technology news and entrepreneurial news that's going on around the state of Michigan. It keeps on expanding all the time. Mike Brennan, thank you so much for all you do for us and for keeping us on top of the news.
Hey, well, thank you guys for featuring MI Tech News.
All right, take care. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News.